Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now we start off every episode with our side eye of the week. So do you want to go first?
Sure. So my side eye is, you guys know, we have moved Collade into a warehouse and we decided, why don't we move our couch into the warehouse? Because I have a really sore back and I very, very rarely sit at a normal desk. If I'm working, editing, paying invoices or anything like that, you'll see me on my bed. And I thought instead of having a desk, it would be nice for me to be able to lay down on the couch. So Jonathan's like, yep, sweet, we can do that. We'll move the couch and we might as well move the coffee table and entertainment unit to the warehouse too, so we have somewhere to put our printer and store all our paper and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, awesome. Well, I will find out where we can get some furniture. And I'm doing this job for Koala, you know, the company that gives you mattress, roll out their mattress and it's like the softest mattress ever. Anyways, they were like, oh, well, we'll give you some furniture. You don't have to post anything. It's just like a pure gifting thing. And I was like, sweet. So I got my—
Wait, did you get your mattress?
I got my mattress.
It's so comfy.
It's so freaking comfy. And have you tried Koala bed sheets?
No.
Girl, the softest bed sheets you will ever— and they're not— it feels like silk, but it's not silk. Anyways, this sounds like an ad for Koala. Anyways, point of the story is, yes, my mattress and bed arrived and I'm doing a job for Koala for the better mattress, which I recorded the other day. The other part of the stuff they're giving me, the couch, the entertainment unit, the coffee table, that's just like gifting, right? So they're like, yeah, that's fine. We'll send it through to you. Anyways, I get Jonathan to move all the furniture out of the house because the next day my Koala furniture's supposed to get here. Anyways, get this text message from David, our manager, saying, hey, furniture is on the way, but there's a delay with all the other furniture except for the bed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So now we have a lounge room with no couch, no coffee table, no entertainment unit.
That's just so annoying.
A rug on the floor. And yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but it's okay. We'll deal with it. We'll get some new furniture soon.
That's so annoying though.
Yeah. What's your side eye?
My side eye, I'm kind of over it now, to be honest, because like I get over things really fast, but I wasn't a few days ago.
What?
Basically, because we're going overseas, Dad has been in a calorie deficit, just trying to lose some weight. I don't know. Right.
Well, we're all kind of being on our best behavior because we're going to pig out when we're in America.
Yeah. And so Dad is in a calorie deficit. And he's just like, all he talks about is, oh my God, I'm so hungry like all day.
Wait, do you want to explain to everyone what a calorie deficit is just in case nobody understands? Well, some people don't understand.
A calorie deficit is when you eat in a deficit. So you don't eat as much calories as you would, like you eat less
food.
Calories than what your body burns. So your body ends up burning more than what you're eating. So you lose weight.
Yeah.
And so Dad's been in a calorie deficit and all he talks about is how hungry he is. And I feel like ever since he started, he's just been in the worst mood because he's hangry.
He's so hangry.
He's so hangry. And my gosh. When I'm hangry, like I'm literally a bitch.
Yeah. So
like, it's just crazy.
And he looks so tired because he's burning a lot of calories, like moving all the furniture in the warehouse, like lifting all the pallets, doing so much.
And then he's living like off nothing. Like
one piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Bro, his attitude is insane at
the moment. Which like I would be the same, but it's like, wow, you did not have to bring those vibes towards us. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes I just like want him to go eat something.
Because he would feel better.
He would feel so much better.
Yeah, that's my side eye of the week. It's Dad's calorie deficit and the hangriness that comes with it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Funny you say Dad is preparing for the US because we will be in the US when you're listening to this, guys, because we bulk record some of our some of our episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited
about.
Oh my gosh, I girl, you have no idea.
When you told me that we're going to be in America because like we've been to America a couple times in the past year and after the last time I was like, no, I'm probably not going back next year. Like it's just like Australia, but like I'm so excited because we're going to Coachella.
I know. I can't
wait. And I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, my Instagram photos, they better be eating. Like, oh. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. And Deja is so pumped. I feel like you guys are going to have more fun than me. I feel like towards the end, I'm going to be like, okay, can we go home now?
No, it's going to be 4 p.m. and you're going to be like, I'm so tired. Let's go back. And I'm like, no, I'm staying till the last song at the last act on the every single night. Like,
yeah,
you haven't seen me like at a festival. Mum, like I go wild.
Well, back in my day, I used to go wild, but my partying days are over. Everyone's scaring me about my shoes though, because they're like, don't wear Doc Martens, your feet are gonna hurt.
You're definitely gonna hit your 10,000 steps a day.
I know, I'm very excited. I'm definitely gonna wear my Apple Watch for that day.
But you're gonna be like exhausted, like it'll be every day.
Yeah, I know, but it's only 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're ready.
I'm
last
ready,
time
girl.
I went to a 3-day festival, I literally like rotted in bed for a week after. Like it was really? It's so tiring.
Okay. I'm kind of
like it's
scared.
Fun.
There's a festival on at the moment, Ultra Music, I think. Alex Earle is going to. Is that a festival or is that?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I don't know about it.
Because she's like day 3 of Ultra Music.
I think it's more of a rave.
Oh, is it?
Think, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, she like looks exhausted, so I feel like that's going to be me.
Well, I went to Splendor in the Grass a few years ago and the second night, which was actually the first night because the first night got cancelled, but the second night I ended up waiting for the bus for 5 hours.
Yeah, no, see, I'm not okay with that.
Standing up, you can't leave, there's no toilets, no food, no water. You're drunk. People didn't get on the bus to go home till like 9 a.m. the next day. So you better be ready because I don't know what Coachella entails.
I will
like,
cry.
It was wild. There's no reception. You can't just walk out and order an Uber because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was like
see,
actually
that sounds
traumatic. Like
so bad.
That's like I should have put that on my list of what I never ever want to do again.
Yeah. Well, I never want to do that. That sucks.
Yeah.
I hope like, it's not like that. Apparently they have transport sorted for us. So
yeah, well, that's what, oh, like Beginning Boutique.
Yeah. Because we're going with the brand Beginning Boutique. They're flying us over, but they said they had transport for us.
Yeah, probably. But this was like, I was just like there. It's just a person. Like I wasn't, when I went, I wasn't with anyone with a brand or anything. And it was literally like the most horrible night ever.
Yeah.
And it was so cold too.
Yeah, I hate being
people
cold.
Like pissing themselves in the line. It was cooked.
What? Like weeing in their pants?
Yes.
No.
It was like actually like Splendor got like thrashed for it. But I'm still trying to go this year. So if anyone wants to go, like take me, please.
You're
hit me
really
up.
Selling it. You really are.
But no, that was just 1 year. That was like Splendor in the Mud. Like it was all over the news. Like it was huge.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm pretty sure they redeemed themselves. Like. The past few years. But anyways, Coachella is way more iconic.
Yeah, it is. And it's been on my bucket list for God knows how long. I was actually wanting to go for my 40th, but we're able to go a little earlier, which is just insane.
I really wish I went last year. I still think about it.
Is that the year Beyonce was on?
No.
Oh,
Ocean headlined last year.
Oh, I don't care about that. I wish I was there when Beyonce was there. Nothing can live up to that.
I don't know.
You're not a big Beyonce girl, hey?
Not ever since that new album, no offense.
Whoa. Okay, don't. You're going to make Beyonce come for us?
No. Like, I am a Beyonce girl, but like, I don't know. I love her old music.
Yeah.
Like anything new, I just can't get into it. Whereas like Rihanna comes out with something new and I'm still like bopping it.
Yeah.
But
it's like Kanye. I love Kanye's old albums. I love the old Kanye.
I love Kanye's every
His album. New album's pretty good though.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting off topic. So Coachella was on my bucket list, right? Yeah. I have a huge bucket list.
I feel like it's on everyone's bucket list. It's definitely like a – I just hope that it lives up to the expectation.
I know.
I reckon it will.
I hope we run into some cool people.
I hope. Yeah.
That would be so fun. I'm going to be the biggest fangirl.
I know. It's so embarrassing.
I love being a fangirl. I love getting really excited about seeing people. I love asking them for photos. Like, that is me. And then Tisha just sits back and goes, I hate you so much right now.
Because like if I meet someone, like I'm just going to say hi. Like even I've met like the most iconic people, I never ask for a photo. I just say something to them because I don't know, I would just feel awkward because I'm not even going to post that photo. Besides Jason Derulo, I asked him for a photo, but like he's like my whole childhood.
What about Frank Ocean?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, I probably would.
I probably would. But that's what about J. Cole? Like, you're just not meeting the right celebrities, girl. You just need to meet the right ones. Anyways, it got me thinking, like we've both got a huge list of what we want to do in our lives before we die. Lol, that sounds so bad. But what are things that maybe you've done and you never want to do ever again?
Well, I've actually got a list.
Well, so do I, girl. Do you want to go first? Because I'm really curious to know.
All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
First thing at the top of my list of things I never want to do again, be the other woman.
What? What?
Who? Why would I ever want to do that?
Wait, you've been the other woman before?
I have become.
Yes. How?
Yes, you know. I'm not going into detail.
I have no idea what you're talking about or referring to, you weirdo. Do you know what being the other woman means?
Yes, when I was dating this guy and then he was in love with his friend and then when he dumped me, he started dating her like a week later.
Yeah, you've got it all wrong, honey. Being the other woman is the mistress. As in,
well, I don't want to be that either.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying you need to get your words right because people are going to think you're not a girl's girl if you've been the other woman. You know what I'm saying? So you were in a relationship.
No, I mean like I don't want to be like
cheated on again.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't want, not like be the other woman as in like sleep around. Yeah. Like, no, like I don't want to be.
I was like, what?
No.
Spill the tea.
Never. Like, yeah, like I don't want to be that type of other woman. Yeah,
well, that makes sense.
That's what I thought it meant. I'm not up to date with you and your bloody slang.
It's not slang. It's just how the world goes around. Okay,
what's something you never want to do again?
Okay, well, I'm going to start off easy and then I'm going to end with a bang. So the first one is I never want to wear heels clubbing again. Do you know when I was a teenager, you had to wear heels and it was the worst thing ever because within an hour or 2 hours, your feet are killing you. You're ripping your shoes off. You're walking down the valley with no shoes. I went clubbing, I was going to say the other day, like last year, and everyone was in sneakers. Yeah. Where was that back in my day?
Because we've got Eshays these days. We've got to be ready to run,
But yeah, I never want to wear heels clubbing again. I just want to wear sneakers. That is the best invention ever. If that was
invention,
well, whoever started that trend is a genius because if that was Every time I say back in my day, I feel like the oldest person. But if that was around back in my day, I would be clubbing till 5 a.m.
Yeah. No, that is wild, wearing heels to a nightclub.
Mm.
Well, I'd do it, but like wild.
Yeah.
You honestly can't do it these days because guys aren't tall enough anymore.
What?
No, what but mean? Honestly, maybe that's why it started. Because, you know, in that one song, American Boy, I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone saying that nowadays? That wouldn't.
I don't even know how tall 5'7" is.
Like 3 inches taller than me.
What's so bad about that?
Nothing. But
I'm so feel
like
confused.
Today's standards, like everyone wants somebody really tall.
Yeah.
So I know. That's probably why the heels to sneaker thing came in because sometimes I wear heels next to my guy friends and I'm like looking down at them and it's so awkward.
Yeah. Well, whenever I wear heels, I'm taller than Dad.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, stand on your tippy toes so the photos look good.
So maybe guys need to start wearing heels so they can feel the pain that we have to go through.
That's funny.
No, but yeah, that's definitely something you can never do again.
Yes. What's your second thing on the list?
So my second thing on the list on my list that I never want to do again is work night shift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I used to work like as a bartender in the club, in the pub, in the wherever. And like I could never again. Can you imagine getting ready for your shift that starts at 10 p.m.? Like I would be in bed, ready to go to bed at 8 and then I have to wake up, do a full beat and then go to work. Like,
yeah.
And it was just so bad like for your body and like your mental like. I just couldn't do it again.
Yeah. I don't know like how people now, do night shifts.
Now I go to bed at 10 or 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just can't do that again.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know how people do night shifts, especially like nurses and doctors and stuff like that.
Well, like I get it. Like it wasn't hard at the time.
Mm.
But when you like what changed for me is when I was at uni, I did this psychology class and they were talking about how bad, like when you're on night shift, your life expectancy decreases by like 3% or something.
No way.
Yeah. Cause like your circadian rhythm is like gets thrown out of balance.
Wow.
And there's so many side effects. Like when you think about it, when you finish work at 3, 4 a.m., the only food that's open is Macca's. So I would end up going through Macca's like, which is not good for your health. And then you're sleeping all day. Like it was just not the vibe.
The second thing I don't ever want to do again is paint. Do you know what I...
You love painting. You were like
No, not painting pictures, painting the house.
Yeah, I don't know why you ever did that in the first place.
So we renovated our home a few years ago. And to save money, I was like, we'll just paint it ourselves, babe. And he's like, yeah, okay, we can do that. Issue is our ceilings are so high. Like we used to have cathedral ceilings and it was like you had to get on a, what do you call the?
A ladder?
A ladder that has like a plank across it.
What are those? Scaffold?
Yeah, those things. And it was scary and yeah. It literally took us so long.
Yeah.
I will never ever again say that I'm going to paint. Like if I have to renovate again, I will definitely hire someone because that was so painful. And then I had paint in my hair, paint on my body. It was just not a vibe.
Yeah, not the vibe. The thing I never want to do again, but I probably will do is give someone attention because I'm bored. Give someone attention because I'm bored.
Okay. Explain.
Because like sometimes, well, like a lot of the time I get really bored and then I'll just start like giving people attention, like talking to them. And then either one, they get the wrong idea or two, like I feel like disgusted with myself afterwards because I'm like, I'm just talking to them because I'm bored.
Mm.
I don't even like them like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And then it's just like they think it's way bigger than what it is.
So what would you do with your time instead of being bored?
I don't know.
You got to find something to do.
I know. I got
to
find something. Well, like this rarely happens, but anytime it has happened in the past, like especially like a few years ago, like and then they just don't leave you alone for like literal years.
And you attract stalkers in that vibe.
I know. Like that's when I actually attracted like some weird people. So yeah. Never doing that ever again.
Good. I'm glad. Okay. The third thing I'm never going to do again is get on a roller coaster. I never want to get on another roller coaster.
That is so random.
No, it's not random. Let me explain. So the last roller coaster I went on was the Joker at Movie World. And I know I begged you and your sister to get on it. But
that's a lie. We went to Disneyland after.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did because I went to – before we went, I remember this very vividly because it traumatized me. We went on that ride and then I went to the UK and then we went to the States later that year and we went to Disneyland.
And did I get on a roller coaster?
Yes, we went to Disneyland. We
what did the roller coaster did you –
Chippendale roller coaster.
Okay.
The Incredicoaster.
I think you're wrong.
I think you are lying to say
I think you're wrong. I think we went to Movie World after all that.
No, I went to the UK straight after.
Okay, whatever. I'm just never getting on a roller coaster again. Do you want me to explain why or not?
Yes.
Okay, so after I got off the Joker, I felt okay, it wasn't. Because I remember I went to the US and we went on that Galaxy ride.
That was Disney World in Orlando. This time we went to Disneyland in LA. Oh, my God, we've been to
so many bloody Disneys. Okay. Anyways, we went on that ride.
And that Galaxy ride was lit.
That was disgusting. That ride messed with me for 24 hours. I got in this ride, okay? First of all, it's an indoor roller coaster. And...
What? Mum can't even do like a backflip underwater in the pool without getting dizzy.
It's like, true.
Deja told me that when they went on holiday. Deja said do a backflip. She's like, no, I get too dizzy.
I do. See, this is the thing.
Backflip underwater.
I don't. Okay, you know what? Wait till you get to my age and you'll understand what I mean because love roller coasters and getting on all these fun things and I used to do triple front flips under the water with no issue. But now I do a front flip underwater and I get dizzy, okay? Anyways, Tisha and Jonathan were like, you need to get on this roller coaster called
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Brand new. It was like one of the first times.
Brand new. It's an indoor roller coaster. I have no idea what to expect. We get in. The ride starts. Within 3 seconds, we're going backwards. Okay? I was not expecting this.
It was so fun.
Then we're going forward. We're going up and down. And the ride doesn't end for ages. We stop and everyone else is like laughing and having fun. I'm crying. Like my eyes are water. I'm not crying because I'm sad. My eyes are watering because the wind was like viciously going into my eyeballs.
I was crying too, but like it is what it is.
And I get off and I'm motion sickness for the rest of the day, 24 hours. And I'm like, is this normal? I'm posting on my Instagram story like, guys, I feel like nauseous from that roller coaster ride. I'm doing all this research and apparently it's normal. So I'm like, well, hell no, I'm never going to do that again. Then we get on the Joker.
I would never go on that ever
again. That was terrifying.
It was okay? I'm pretty sure it was like the steepest drop in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's like, it goes like inwards. Like, it's so scary. Like, I can't believe you guys talked me onto going on that.
Anyways, that made me very, very nauseous too for 24 hours. So it's just not a known fact that I'm not supposed to get on any more roller coasters.
And no more backflips underwater. But anytime we're at a pool, Deja like says like, "Mom, do a backflip." And she's like, "No, I'll get dizzy.
I can't do a backflip anymore.
No, I'll get dizzy."
Shut up, Letitia. Like, what? I actually do get dizzy. I don't know why.
But that's crazy. Like, just don't.
I can't control it, and it makes me feel sick. Leave me alone.
Oh God.
Okay, what's your third thing?
My fourth thing.
Fourth thing. Sorry.
I never want to get Bali belly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like genuinely, no one can even like talk to me about this because even you're like, oh my God, I had Bali belly. You didn't have Bali belly the way that I had Bali belly.
I didn't.
I was alone in Bali and it was genuinely the most traumatizing 72 hours of my life. Like, it was the most pain I've ever been in. It was just never, ever again.
Yeah. Never that doesn't again. Sound fun. So. When I started getting a small sore belly in Bali, I called up Dr. Ari. Mm. He's like the doctor known for curing Bali belly. And he came and gave me a needle in my butt. And 12 hours later, I was fine.
Yeah, you didn't have it. You can't actually talk about it.
I had a...
You had a sore belly. I have a sore belly now. Like, that's...
Do you want me to describe my Bali belly for you? I'm trying to make it...
That wasn't Bali belly, queen.
Tisha, I can't explain exactly what was happening to me.
I went to bed because I was in so much pain, and then I woke up, I was projectile vomiting, and it just would not stop. I would drink water and it would just come straight back out. And then I was rocking on the floor in the fetal position, like trying like to get some grace into me. Like, it was just so cooked. And then I called Dr. Ari, he never shows up. So I have to call another doctor. And it's been like 3 hours at this point, and they come, and it was just these student nurses, and they gave me a drip, and then I was just sitting there and my vision starts going blurry, and I was like, oh my God, they've drugged me. Like, this is the end. Yeah. Like, bye. And then they're like, oh, like, no, bye. That's a normal symptom of like the anti-nausea. I was like, well, why wouldn't you guys tell me that? Like, literally, I'm over here like in Bali alone at 19, I'm thinking like I'm going to die. But after the drip, I felt fine. I went and got my tattoos and I was like, all right. But like that night.
Yeah, it sounds not fun.
Never again.
At least you weren't with like someone.
I don't know how people with their partners, they go to Bali and then they get it. I'm like, do you know like how like it was just cooked?
Yeah, because that would be embarrassing. Like, imagine pooing your pants in front of your partner.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, but it was, I was really sick. I had like the runs and I was like very, very sick. And it wasn't like I shat all over myself. It was just like, oh my God, I need to go to the toilet right now.
Shut up, Mum. Like, I did not need to know that much.
Okay. So, yeah, if you have pooed in your pants, don't feel ashamed.
What the fuck?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, number 4 is I'm never going to eat balut again.
What?
Yeah.
Balut is great.
No, it's not. It's not it.
That's actually disrespectful to your culture.
I know it is, but it's just not for me. When we tried it, I really tried to love it and I just can't.
No, you're definitely going to do it when we go to the Philippines.
No, I'm definitely not.
You say all these things, but you're definitely going to do it.
I could never do it in front of a local. That's for sure. That would be so embarrassing.
But it's prepared differently.
How so?
In the Philippines. It's probably like fresher.
No. Are you going to eat it?
Yes.
Do you want to explain what a balut is?
Balut is like, I'm pretty sure it's a duck egg. And just before the chicken or the duck is about to hatch, you cook it. Mm-hmm. And so when you open it up, you can see the duck inside the egg, like fully formed. And then you eat it and it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
I haven't fully eaten it because I'm allergic to eggs, so I don't know like what I can do, but I did have a little taste and it tasted fine.
It does not taste fine. You can actually see its feathers and its beak. It's not it. It is not it.
Yeah.
For me. I know you it's like a
frog.
Yeah, but frog is good.
That's disgusting.
Have you ever tried frog?
No, and I never would.
Frog tastes like chicken. That's, but more tender, like a
fish. Have you seen a frog like on the side of the road?
Yeah, but it's a different type of frog.
Oh, that makes me feel sick. I could never.
It's actually delicious. You should try it. I'll trick you into eating it if you don't. It's actually so delicious.
No.
Weirdo. Is that actually illegal though, tricking someone to eat something?
Yes.
Is it? Like, be for real.
Yes.
Illegal.
Yes.
No.
If something happens to them. If they find out,
no,
there can be harmful effects.
Yeah, no, obviously you're not going to try and poison them like that chick did with the mushroom. But like, have you heard of that story? But I'm talking about like your kid, you want them to try chicken, but they don't want to.
No, not illegal.
So you're my kid, so I can try and I can trick you into eating frogs.
I'm an adult.
But you're still my baby.
No, Mum, it doesn't work like that.
Okay, one day I'm going to make you eat some frog.
Okay, well, one day I'm going to make you eat balut.
How are you going to trick me into eating balut? I can trick you into eating frog because it tastes like chicken. Balut tastes like liver.
Yeah, I would just blindfold you and say, taste this.
I would never trust you.
Well, I'd never trust you. You don't even cook. So if you cooked one day, I'd be like, oh, something sus is going on.
I cooked yesterday.
Anyways,
give me your number five.
Last thing I would never do again is trust someone with a history of toxicness.
How would you know that they've got a history of toxicness?
Because you listen to their stories. You listen.
Yes.
If they have done something to someone, you are so stupid to think that they would not do the same to you.
So true.
And you got to learn
history
the hard way.
History repeats itself.
History repeats itself, you know. So, and it's true. If somebody has a background of doing shit things, what makes you think that you're different and they won't do it to you?
Your things on your list are very deep.
It honestly didn't take me long to think of this. I was just like thinking of like things that have happened to me and like I never want to go through it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my last one.
Love it. My last one is I will definitely never do again because if I do it again, I will go into severe depression and like I will just be so, so unhappy.
What, get pregnant?
Yes.
That is cooked. That is cooked.
Wow. What? It's the truth. I never want to have kids again. Does that make me a bad person?
Well, just the way you explained it.
Tish, I don't think you understand. Listen to it from my perspective.
But I'm empathizing with other people.
No, I know. I get why other people want to have kids, but from like this is about me. I don't want to have kids because I was a mum at 17. Now I'm finally old enough to do things that I want to do, so I don't want to have another kid.
That's fair.
And people got to live their 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, early 20s by themselves and no kids. And I had to be a mum. Mm. So
awkward.
I never want to have kids again.
That's
but you know what I'm excited for?
You can't have kids again anyways. You're too old. Once that menopause starts, you
Tish,
can't.
I don't have menopause. Why do you keep trying to create this rumor?
Because you will soon, one day.
Tisha, soon?
It's a beautiful natural thing.
I'm still in my
30s. I don't know where it starts.
It starts when you're like 50.
Oh, okay.
God damn, I can still have a baby if I want to, but I don't want to. Do you know what I'm excited for though?
What?
For you to have babies.
I know, I'm excited too.
I can't wait for that. And I can't wait for Deja to have babies, and I can't wait to see your families. Oh, it's going to be so cute.
So cute. I actually can't think about it because I'm like, the other day I was thinking, so I'm 20 right now. Before I turn 30, like I want to have kids like either when I'm 30 to 33, like that, or like 29. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like 29, 30, 31, 32, I want to have at least my first kid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have a kid until I'm married, which means I have to get engaged at around 28.
Oh my God.
But I don't want to get engaged to someone unless I've been dating them for at least 5 years. So I've only got 2 years to lock in.
Oh my God, Letitia, you are overthinking this. So I can
find my family.
You're overthinking this?
I know. I don't actually think like that, but sometimes I'm actually like, wow, do think like that. I really don't have that much time.
You have a lot of time. And you never know. You could find someone and fall instantly in love, be married within 6 months, have your baby.
No.
You literally don't know. You don't know.
I know.
So you just got to roll with it. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to find the one before a certain age.
I'm not putting pressure.
Look at Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, that's like my fear.
Oh! Kourtney Kardashian is goals. What are you talking about? She married, sorry, but some douchebag that didn't treat her right. She had 3 kids with him. She tried to make it work for years and years and years.
He's still in her life.
I know, but that, do you see him at the moment? He looks like he's falling apart, sorry. But then she meets someone who treats her like that a queen and goals. They have a baby.
Yeah, it is goals. But again, not to offend anyone else, this is what I want. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying Courtney's what, 38 and she's just had her 4th child? Don't put too much pressure on yourself because sometimes that can lead you to make the wrong decisions.
Yeah, that's so true. So those were our top 5 things that we never want to do again. But we want to hear yours. So if you have one, we're going to put up a post on our Instagram at Basically Besties Pod. So make sure you comment down below on the post what you never want to do again because I'm intrigued.
I'm interested too.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. So we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.